Josie, she's in for Katie today. Mancuser Mank, get our official attorney on if you have a chance.
Sure.
I have a question for her. I know I'm going to have some questions.
Okay.
Okay, the Mega Millions is approaching. The Mega Millions jackpot's approaching $1 billion. I saw on the highway, I was like, did they add a zero? Is that a mistake? No, it's right at $1 billion. And so there's four mistakes that you don't want to make if you do win the lottery, which I know it's 1 in 300 million chance or so of winning the Mega Millions. But, I mean, you know, you never know.
You can't win if you don't play.
And if you find, you know, sometimes people, you know, in the area, you'll find out they won $2 million
at the gas station
that you go to all the time. You're like, I'm not going to buy it today. So anyway, they recommend that some things you should not do that people have done when they've won the lottery, if that makes sense.
Okay.
First thing, don't tell anyone.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that before because once you say that you have that money, everybody wants to come after you and sue you and everything else.
Yeah. Say, don't tell anyone. People come out of the woodworks. People breaking into your house. And people have even been killed after winning the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't take the lump sum. That's what's recommended.
Really?
Well, there's arguments for it. There's financial advice. Now, if it was $900 billion, then that might be different. But there's a lot of argument if it's like a couple of million why you should take the lump sum and the discount. But go ahead.
Yeah, it says as long as you're smart with money, then you maybe can do the lump sum. But the problem is most people aren't smart with money. Roughly 70% of people who win the lottery, they lose it all within a few years. But if you have the 20-year payment or 30-year payment,
20.
Then you keep getting the money for, you know, you're going to have money for 20 years.
But here's the thing, and I have studied this and dreamt about this a lot in the shower.
Okay.
Every time I'm in the shower, I go back and forth. What would I do? And to put it into simpler terms, because it's 900 million, close to a billion, is very hard to do the math.
Right.
But let's say it's $1 million you went on to scratch off.
Okay.
Okay. You take the $1 million, and it's a 20-year payment of $50,000.
Yeah.
Well, $50,000 may change your life, but it's not going to drastically change your life.
Mm-hmm.
To take the lump sum, you would take $600,000. That's what they would give you. Because mm-hmm. don't forget, in 20 years, $50,000 is not worth $50,000.
Right.
So you get $600,000 right away. Then there's taxes on it. And then you end up with $380,000 maybe.
Let's just say $400,000, make it easy.
Yeah, $400,000. Now you have $400,000. That instantly could be put into a mutual fund
right.
that over the course of time gets compounded interest. And in 20 years, you would make way more than that.
Yeah. And they're saying if you win the lottery, you know, one thing is don't take the lump sum unless you're smart with money. Like most people probably wouldn't think that, or they're not disciplined enough. They're like, okay, I'm going to do that. And they got $400,000. They're like, all right, I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to buy this car. And next thing they know, they don't have any money.
Now, they have a $4 million ticket, scratch-off ticket, right?
Yes.
And that's the one I buy sometimes. In that particular case, I may not take the lump sum because it's enough money that's going to change my life each year for 20 years.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
$50,000 is great, no doubt, but not, oh my gosh, drastically sell your house. We got everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think that if you take the monthly, over the years, if you die, it gone.
Now,
it
I thought
pay
that
anymore.
Too, but then somebody told me you put the next fund.
They keep paying out? Oh.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Because you could die tomorrow in a car accident. And then
I'm not 100%. But somebody did. Because I thought the same thing. I heard that. But then I heard, no, it will be paid out to your. But I don't know. You might want to look that up.
Well, we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. She may know that. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. I've been dreaming about that lottery, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
he talks about it all the time. And it makes me think about it, too. What are some legal, like some pitfalls? Like, for example, Jason Goodman was saying, or I guess Josie was saying that, like, if you die, you don't get the money. It just ends. Or can you pass it on to somebody else or no?
Yeah, usually you can pass it on. It depends.
Okay.
I mean, you know, state to state, it varies a little bit. But usually some people even will put a beneficiary name on there, like in case they get killed before they claim it. So there are definitely some steps that you can take to protect yourself. First and foremost, you know, once you get that winning ticket, it's a piece of paper, right? It could burn, it could be lost,
oh my
or whatever.
Gosh.
Oh, I would die.
So most importantly, protect that ticket. What I would recommend doing is if you happen to have a fireproof safe in your home, you know, that might work, but an even safer avenue would be to go get a deposit box at a bank and mm-hmm. put it in there because, you know, until you turn it in, you need to be very safe with it and certainly sign it because it's considered a bearer instrument. So its possession is important. That's who, you know, whoever possesses the ticket is considered the winner. So signing it will help you, because there's that combo of possessing it and signing it to claim the winning. So you want to sign it. But when you sign it, don't like scrawl your name really giant over the whole back of the thing. Sign it kind of small, legibly, but small, so that once you then consult with a financial advisor or an attorney, they may advise you to like put a beneficiary name on there or to put a trust.
Oh, gotcha. Really? Like on the actual ticket. That's interesting.
Yeah, on the actual ticket.
Because, like a lottery ticket.
Because you can choose, exactly, you can choose how to claim your ticket, and you might not choose it in your individual name. You may have, like an attorney might set up a trust. And so what you would want to do is, you know, sign it. You got your name on there, but you want to have room to add the trust name. Or they might set up a corporation for you to receive the money into. So there's all kinds of strategies for tax, you know, be smart about the taxes on this.
Because if I won the lottery, let's say
that is Uncle Sam.
Yeah, if I won the lottery, I could see myself like instantly putting on Facebook. And,
not then, right now because you're on a hiatus.
Well, yeah. Well,
but
yeah.
If you weren't on a hiatus.
Yeah, if I was on the Facebook fast. But after that, man, it's everywhere. And then I get shot in my yard.
Well, let me ask you something, because me and Lisa must think alike, because I was thinking if I won the $10 million on the scratch-off ticket, I was going to buy a fireproof safe, I would put it in the safe, and then the next available day, take the entire safe, put it in my trunk, and drive to the lottery commission with the safe. Because if
smart.
I, because then I was thinking if I got into an accident and the car caught fire, or if I got into, so I want that fireproof safe in the car. But let me ask you something, Lisa. The other thing I was doing was, I feel like I was almost doing it, but I took a picture with my phone of the ticket, both sides. Can that help you if you lose the ticket or no?
Well, you really, you know, that's going to be a very difficult situation if you lose that ticket, because a lot of lottery commissions have rules that you actually have to have physical possession of the ticket. Mm. So a lot of times a photo wouldn't do it. And you can't remain, I know, you know, we say like don't put it on Facebook, and that's absolutely right. Don't tell people outside your family and that sort of thing. But it is going to come out, because almost every state inquires. You cannot anonymously claim your lottery winnings. Your name has to come out. And so
once you claim it, though.
Right.
Once you claim it. Once I claim it, fine, because then I'm...
No, they'll still try to come out. I hear people come after you, even after.
I'm building a castle and going off the grid. No, actually, I'm not. I don't know what I'd do, but I'd be traveling nonstop.
What a lot of people do to protect those winnings and to put themselves out of the line of fire of people asking them for money... is, and this is where if you win, you gotta consult with lawyers, tax professionals. But what you want to do is create a trust or a foundation, appoint someone to be the person that's in charge of that trust. So then it's not your problem anymore. So when people are asking you for donations or they're asking you for loans, you just point them to your trust and you say, go call that person.
And then the automatic answer is no for everything.
Mm. you hear stories, and this is sad. I mean, there's nothing else, another way to describe it, but these people that win the lottery have stories of, you know, parents with their child dying because they can't afford cancer treatment, showing up at the door and, I need your money to help me pay for my kid's surgery so they can live. And I mean, how do you say no to that?
Well,
but if you don't have access to your money, I mean, I mean, that's just, I cannot imagine putting myself in that position.
Or people faking stuff. I mean,
that's just
people
it. Come out you the never wo- knew if they were for real or not.
Yeah, Lisa, it's tough.
When I win the scratch-off ticket from the lottery of $10 million.
No, this is, well, the Mega Millions almost a billion.
Right.
He's not going to mess with that. He's going straight scratch-off.
I will, but I think there's a lot better odds that
I'm
going
to win. Well,
you're right, there is. Should you contact the lawyer and an attorney. I mean, lawyer and attorney.
You got money on the brain.
And an accountant first, and then go to claim it, or just get it in immediately, the physical thing, get it in claim, and then see about your lawyer and an accountant.
It's actually a good idea to immediately contact an attorney or an accountant, because when you go to claim it, in some instances, you have to decide, like if it's the lump sum payout or the overtime payout. Sometimes they'll let you have some time to think about that, but other times there are situations where you pretty much have to be ready to give that answer. And like we were saying earlier, it's not always a good idea to claim that lump sum if you're not good with money and you're not going to put it away and let somebody invest it or put it in a trust or, you know, that sort of thing. If you think you might blow it, then over time is a better way to take it. But usually if you're good with money and you're going to put the money with an accountant, it's better to take the lump sum. But
then you got
to
trust
the
accountant.
But you want to run those numbers with an accountant before to figure out whether you can make more money off the money, you know, handling it yourself.
This is my thought. If I won the Mega Millions or any lottery ticket,
you can't play because you're Mormon.
It's the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints.
Oh, I forgot. The Church of the...
I know, it's a long title. I get it right.
The Church of the Non-Drinkers.
There you go. The church, you can call us that. That's fine. We don't go by Mormons anymore, FYI. Just... Anyway, so
LDS is also a way to say it.
Okay, well, right. I'm sorry.
No, I don't fault you, Jason. Okay, it's a long title. Anyway, I can play. I can still choose to do what I want. But say I bought a lottery ticket and I won. The first thing I would do, I have a police officer friend that I would have a police escort to the lottery commission, and then I'd call the accountant lawyer from there once I'm already there with my protective detail.
Is that your hot cop friend that's going to drive you over?
Yes, it is.
Call me just so I can ride along.
And I'll give him $1 million for taking me there safely. That would be his incentive not to do anything crazy.
Wow. $1 million you're going to give him?
Yeah. If I won $900 million?
Would you give me something?
Texas.
Well, Jason, I had agreed.
That's how they blow their money, though, is they start thinking about giving these big gifts to people and then, you know, and making big purchases and that sort of thing. And it's surprising how many times big lottery winners end up completely bankrupt. It's way more common than not.
Well, Lisa, I was going to offer you $1 million, but I guess not anymore.
But you don't want him to lose all the money.
Just cut yourself out of that deal.
Let me ask Lisa one more thing. Lisa, do people need to be careful? Let's say they win $900 million. Do we still need to be careful of what attorney and what accountant we choose? Like, how do we know that's even on? Doesn't it change them too?
Oh, definitely. Like, there are attorneys who have tried to say to, like, you know, you go to see them, you say, look, I've won this lottery thing. Their attorneys have said, well, I'll help you, but you have to pay me a percentage of the winnings and stuff like that. Stay away from those people, because this should be just an hourly charge to give you advice on this thing. But, yeah, you have to be careful and get advice from a really good attorney, a really good tax professional, CPA, you know, ask around, get a lot of good recommendations.
Lisa, I'm telling you now on the air, binding contract, verbal contract. If I win the lottery,
this is on tape,
and you're my attorney, and it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, I'll give you $1 million to take care of all my stuff.
Oh my God! Yeah. Right now on tape,
yes.
You give
if it's
us
in the hundreds of millions?
Yeah,
900 million.
Jason, I told you before that I had put you in. And then we started fighting about stupid stuff. Who knows?
Because you never buy lottery tickets.
And then you said, "Oh, if I win, then I've already cut you out." That's not wise.
No, we got
to buy on the low. You don't know that I might be buying on the low the whole time.
We got a disagreement, which I was right about, and I cut you out because you never buy them. You even said because of the church, you don't really do that stuff. So why am I buying all the lottery tickets and then have to give you $1 million?
Because you know the people who win are like the dude who just randomly buys it one day.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, if it's $900 million, make a pack right now. Josie, you want in on this?
Yes.
If either one of us, all three of us, make $900 million.
Hey, four.
Hey, make it.
I'm in.
Okay.
No.
Hey, if anybody buys a ticket,
and
Lisa, you're the attorney here. You can hear this as a verbal contract, right? That worked, right?
I'm gonna need to put this in writing.
Just okay.
All right. Lisa, I'll send you this audio.
Yeah. File this away.
Yeah.
If anybody wins the lottery, we owe each other at least $1 million. And if you're generous, more. $1 million.
If it's in the hundreds of millions.
$900 million.
Well,
okay, sure.
Then this is how people get into huge disputes over this country.
How did we get to radio? We're not the you know.
All right, because it's all great right now. While it's like you're joking about it on the air.
Oh no, I'm serious.
Wait till one of you actually hits it, and then it's going to be like, hey, I meant that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we do mean it.
I'm serious.
We have an attorney on the phone right now that can hear it.
A high powered quality attorney.
Yes.
Yep.
She's hearing this.
Yep.
And we've already promised her $1 million of the winnings too. So everyone wins. Are you not on that? To take care of all of our stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, she'll be the attorney for me.
You'll be the guy that takes all the stuff, that pays for it. If you win, you have to pay the attorney and everything else. And then we each get $1 million.
If I'm in the hundreds of millions or the $900 million plus mega millions, I will give each of you $1 million.
Hey.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
And you agree, Jason, too, for everyone else.
It's a promise. That's a promise to make a gift. A promise to make a gift is not enforceable like a regular contract. So you can get out of that. But
start writing it down, Jason.
Where you guys can enforce this with one another is if you go in together and you have a joint venture and you pull your money and you buy the tickets, like, you know, if you enter into an agreement that, like, you know, Josie will buy the ticket one day and then the next time, you know, it'll be somebody else. Like, there's lots of different ways you can do it, but just to promise to gift it is not going to be enforceable.
All right, we're going to get in writing. Let's just write it down real quick. And
I forgot my wallet
today.
Can one of you guys actually go buy it? My wallet's at home.
There has to be what's called a quid pro quo. There has to be a bargain for exchange between you all, and you guys are, you're not really exchanging mutual promises if you're just saying, well, I'll give you a big gift if I win. So you really have to go into it with, we're all pulling our money. You know, we're all Because, like, in this situation, Jared's not even playing, right?
No, for this one, I will play.
Right.
If he plays a dollar.
Oh, you will. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play.
Then you're moving. You're moving closer to.
And Jason and I have a company together. We can just buy the tickets with our company.
There you go.
There's no money in the account.
I know we got to cut the other guy out. There. We got a lot to talk about off the air, Lisa. You raised a lot of great questions for us.
Thanks, Lisa.
As always, she's great. Official attorney of Jared and Katie. The morning, if you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. 1-888-CONSULT, or simply go to hireaheavyweight.com. All right, Josie's filling in for Katie. She's also up today to play Man Kisser Matt in Quick Draw. We'll take caller 15 right now, 800-682-1075. Who do you think is going to win between Josie and Man Kisser Matt? That's coming up.